With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Welcome to episode 103 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans vote for the winner of each episode. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook by searching Life's a Draft. Before we get to the draft, let me introduce who's with me here tonight. Trying to grow out a beard and staying cool in weird 90-degree October weather. Catman is here.
Like I said, when I got on, it's like a week and a half. Just letting her go.
Let it go. Let it grow. Let it go.
Gonna try and do it. I'm conditioned. I have to shave my face. I feel like a scruff. So yeah, but the weather is beautiful. I'm gonna take it as a blessing because I'm sure in 3 weeks it'll be 30 below. So I'll take it. I'm not gonna complain. Can mark it down, timestamp this. But yeah, no, ready to draft. Let's go.
Received the best news today that Max was coming home after a 13-night stay in the hospital. Had his first swim meet weekend where Gabriel and Delaney won some individual races, and the 49ers are an unlikely 4-1, and he's heading to Vegas this weekend for a conference. Shine is here.
Yes, yes, yes. He's home. Katie and him plotted a little trick where she, I don't know where she's parked, actually, to this minute, and pulled in, not thinking anything. We opened the door, and a little head popped out from behind the door and scared me and Delaney, both with like arms full of groceries, half to death. But if there's one dude that can get away with it right now, it was him. And we're back to being Blanchine party of five, not two plus three.
This drafter can't even think. He got a new Blackstone. Yay. Birdo is here.
Yeah, in the last 10 seconds, I realized I had a lovely fall festival at Pfeiffer's this weekend, and all my Halloween costumes have arrived, so I'm ready to go. Who will I be this year, J-Cat, you ask? Bing Bong from Inside Out. Let's go.
The next guy. He forgot how awesome the Black Crows are, being in Ocean's Calling, reminded him just how badass they really are. Fantastic show. Ocean's Calling was awesome this year, but he doesn't know how many three-day music or movie festivals he has left in his body. It took him about a week or so to recover from the events, but he went hard. He stayed on A Street, which was clutch because there wasn't a lot of walking that was going to get done this week. J-Cat is here.
Yeah, what's up, everybody? Fresh off Ocean's Calling, I guess, two weekends ago, maybe a week and a half. I don't know. Sometime. It was a lot of fun. It was cool, as always. It was just Amy and I this year, so it was kind of chill. You know, us two kind of doing our own thing was a nice little change up, you know, from the usual hustle and bustle of meeting up with folks. So it was cool. I don't know, man. 3 days just seems like a lot now. So maybe one or two or something.
And I'm your host, Eric. My son hit his first in-game home run over the fence this weekend at his baseball tournament, and that was awesome.
Oh, boy.
Crank one. Mm-hmm. Please help promote us by getting some Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. The link is on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. Wait for a tpublic sale and save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the 2010 to 2019 music draft. In fifth place, Trip D said, no, that's too obvious. T Del Campo said, these are bad and you should feel bad. And Renee F. said, pass, lost me at Enrique Iglesias. Hype, lost me at Kanye. Sing Along had my pet peeve song on it, Happy, despite also including Chris Stapleton. Boardwalk had better representation of genres than soundtrack. Catman's Team, Boardwalk Bangers, 9.5% of the votes, fifth place.
Shocked.
That's a shocker.
I'm really shocked.
Me too.
Oh, well.
I'm happy that I'm not last. Like, I feel for you, but I was definitely feeling that it would have been two, you know, five burgers.
I felt pretty good about that.
I will say that there were two teams that were, like, way lower than
Oh, cool.
The top
so
three.
Here comes me at number.
I thought I had a good mix. I thought I was going to hit, like, a little bit of everything, but guess not.
And fourth place.
Also, don't have any children, so my cat can't vote for me. So I'm starting out at the zero. I don't have a two-stroke, three-stroke lead, seven-stroke lead, like
he
the
had
Shine
a
family.
Three-stroke lead for sure. Well, not talking about Shine, but Shine's kids didn't vote. One was trying to poop, and the other two
That's
just
a little
didn't
zinger
get to
there.
It.
That's all.
Just a little.
And in fourth place, Johnny L said, "Because the fam said so." And Peep said, "They all rip. Go Birds." JCAT's team passed the aux cable, 12.2% of votes, fourth place.
Wow. Eric, if you didn't win this.
I thought it was going to be dead last. So
y'all,
the
y'all
fact that I
have...
wasn't last, I'm thrilled.
I might walk off this. Proceed.
Let it go, JCAT. Let it go.
I ain't letting it go.
And third place, Egg Shen said, "I can't believe you thought that just because you picked Childish Gambino that I would vote for your team." Well, you're correct. P.S. said, "I summa lama dumma luma. You're assuming I'm a human. I got to do to get through to you. I'm a superhuman, innovative, that I'm made of rubber so that anything you say ricocheting off me and I'm glued to you." Did not practice that, but that was pretty good. That And Nate Dog said, "Okay, I picked this one solely because it had somebody I used to know. I love that song." So there's a new dub version of that song going around. It might be called Anxiety. Well, kind of sent it to me and I liked it, but like I said, it's not the original. As you know, I'm quite deep into the rabbit hole with conspiracies, and I'm willing to bet that most songs that end up bangers were simply clips of old school songs that were too cool before their time. Anywho, that Anxiety song plagued my Instagram. Every other reel was using Somebody That I Used to Know / Anxiety. I'd watch till I realized it was Anxiety, then scrolled past Annoyed. That's what it should be called, Annoyed. I'm not the only one. There's actual reels now where people are listening to the radio while driving, and when they find out it's Anxiety, they swerve off the cliff. LOL. Love it. P.S. Eric, if you read this, be sure to use quotation hand signals as you're reading it for effect. Miss you guys. My team, Hype Hits, 23% of the votes, third place.
That's insane. Like this
I
is
have
like
no idea what you just said throughout that whole thing. TikTok reels, I don't even know.
Yeah, the news, that other song, I didn't realize that Doechii song was the same beat. I think in my head, I just subconsciously didn't put it together because I don't like that song either, but it is all over like TikTok and stuff, or was.
This is like the inverse order of finish that I would have guessed.
Yeah, it's, well,
I don't
think
I would have been first
just
necessarily, but I didn't think I was going to be last.
I got a lot of love for Gautier thrown in there. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, so, bizarre land.
And in second place, up until yesterday, there was a tie for first, but that tie was not broken by JCAT, Rob, and I because neither of us could pick a team between Shine and Bobby. So we were going to leave it as a tie.
No,
but
I picked one.
I know, but I know you did, but it wasn't tie anymore, so it didn't matter. I was going to leave it as a tie out of spite because teams are terrible. But in second place, Mark N said, "I had all intentions of voting for Hype Hits, but the attempt to pick Party in the USA is unforgivable. I voted for this team because of the reasoning behind picking each of the songs." And Bo Marr said, "If this team had Tennessee Whiskey, it would be a banger, but otherwise pretty solid all around. Don't lie, gentlemen. We all know you sung Let It Go. Everyone sang this song for 2 years straight. Fall Out Boys, Immortals, banger. JT, I Got This Feeling, banger. Best team out of the five." And probably the best comment, Grant C said, "It's the only thing I know, and it's my father. But the song Let It Go should not be on there." Birdo's team, Soundtrack of Our Lives, 27% of the votes. Second place.
You may have noticed,
gentlemen,
I've been awfully quiet. And Rob's going to say I have a two vote handicap. I will guarantee you, your wife has voted for you more times than my kids have voted for me.
I will tell you that she did not vote for him
This
today or
time.
this time because I texted her and said, "How dare this morning?" In fact, I said, "You seriously voted for a team that had Old Town Road on it? I expect better." Badger emoji. She said, "As you will read, my reason for picking that team obviously had nothing to do with that song." I said, "I'm aware. Still doesn't forgive you." She said, "Maybe the rest of you need to pick better team members so I have something better to choose from." I was like, "All right."
But I will take that
Right.
second place finish. I'm proud of that finish.
All right, that's enough of you guys. Let's hear about the winning team here.
Not many comments, but the Flamingo said, "Someone like you is my jam. Happy just might be the catchiest song ever written. I'm already clapping along and the song is not playing."
You're
Because
probably
well,
picking somebody
happy.
that was already drafted.
Autumn W said, "I mean, Adele and Tennessee Whiskey, there was no other choice."
Amen,
Shinesine,
sister.
Sing Along Squad, 28.4% of the votes.
I don't want to live
Dang,
first place
really?
anymore.
One or two
It was
votes?
like one, two votes. Yeah, one,
Sing
maybe.
along
Yeah.
with me, guys, because we're happy.
Make you feel like you're in first and second place because
Because
when you're
we're
happy, you
happy.
shine doing happy dance.
Like Shine had his second to fifth round is bangers. I mean, I don't dislike Old Town Road, but the other four are bangers.
So if you take Let It Go off my team, are my four picks not straight bangers at
No,
all?
because I texted
Hello is
Eric about it.
awful.
I went with Shine over you because I said that the worst song that Shine has is Old Town Road. Bobby has Shallow, which I will never play. It's never on any mix. It's just never something I'm going to be like, oh, I'll listen to Shallow. Or and Let It Go, not really on there. And I said, Can't Stop This Feeling and Happy cancel each other out. All I Do Is Win, not one of my favorite hip hop songs. And Let It Go, I'm never going to put on a mix.
Yo, all I do is win, knocks
I'm not
out
saying it's bad.
all the
I'm
Shine
not, but
songs.
like you have one out of and Shine, it's the inverse. Like
Congrats, Shine. You needed a win.
Music draft champion.
With the last pick too. It's like so I just can't forgive that you have a winning team with Old Town Road. I don't
You
care
had
what any of y'all
immortals,
say.
Bobby.
You
I'll
guys
give you that.
can
I
hate
did
all
say
you
immortals
want,
rules.
but that's back-to-back W's.
oh, is it?
It's like the 49ers coming up in here. Injured doesn't matter. Chalking up W's left and right.
He came out of the gate fast this season. He's gonna be hard to catch with two ones.
But we're
Damn,
not
he's like
taking over all winter anyway. I'll probably announce one, but it
Bo
doesn't really
Marberg
matter.
make a comeback.
All right, boys. Well, before we wrap that up, here's what we should have drafted: "Good Feeling," Flo Rida; "Counting Stars," One Republic; "Something" by Lizzo. Is that a name of a song, or is that like
No,
they're just saying?
just
No.
something,
Okay, that's
just
what I
something.
thought. "Cake by the Ocean," Sturgill Simpson, "Call to Arms," "Slightly Stupid," "Come Around," Deftones, "Rosemary," Tyler Childers, "White House Road." Keep in mind, I've never
Banger.
heard of the last
It's a
four songs that
banger.
were mentioned. So I know it's cheesy, but Thrift
Because you
Shop.
know music.
That's what's hard about this draft. So many bangers, but also fresh memories of them being played out. Robin, "Dancing on My Own." I do know that one. Banger. Rihanna and Calvin Harris, "We Found Love." Loud Luxury, "Body." You all know what that is?
No.
Okay, that's what I thought. Posner, "I Took a Pill in Ibiza."
Mike
Pitbull,
Posner.
I know, I just said Posner. "Give Me Everything." Drake,
"88."
"One Dance." Kid Cudi, "Pursuit of Happiness." Zedd and Maren Morris, "The Middle."
"Pursuit of
That's a good
Happiness" came
song.
out in 2008, so no, you can't
Ah,
draft it.
okay. "Weekend," "I Can't Feel My Face." Carly Rae Jepsen, "Call Me Maybe." Lord, Royals. Paramore,
"No, no.
Paramore, Ain't It
Wake me
Fun?"
Royal. Oh, Paramore's
Fun.
great.
Stop it.
Lord,
"We Are
do
Young."
me.
"Universal Sound" by Tyler Childers. Tool, "Pneumonia." Jimmy Allen, "Best Shot." And "There's No Good Music in This Decade" are the things that we should have drafted.
I agree with that.
Dang. I think it's
Haters.
too soon. It's still too, it's not, there's not enough nostalgia for it yet.
Too
Right.
soon.
It's
Fair enough,
15
fair
years
enough.
old.
Some of them.
I said it during the draft. I feel like I learned while doing that draft that why I have turned, I feel like, so hard towards country in the last 10 years. There wasn't a whole lot out there, in my opinion. I know Jay Cat disagrees wholeheartedly.
I just don't think I listen to enough today's music, like the radio state. Like, I just don't. I'm always listening to what I want to listen to. So, but sometimes when I'm in a car or someone else is driving and just have the radio on, I'm like, these songs are all right.
I want to be fair and say a lot of songs I know from this time period I learned from Kidz Bop. So,
Good
I'm and
call.
when I hear the actual song, I'm like, oh, all right, that makes sense.
All right. Well, if you're listening, please rate and review the podcast. Also, please share the voting link to anyone you know. We are actively trying to get more votes each episode.
Now it's time to draft. Ooh, boom shakalaka.
This week's draft is the best Nickelodeon shows. We are all practically the same age, and that was the golden era for Nickelodeon, in our opinions. Animation to live action to great theme songs. We just love that channel. So we've been waiting to do this for a while. Hopefully it lives up to the hype. But with the first pick in the Nickelodeon draft, we're going to go to the wheel. I want it so bad this time. Come on, come on, come on. Oh,
Yeah.
shine.
I did think for a
Yes.
minute. I was like, "Oh, I'd love the first pick in this draft." Like,
Yes, I would too. But I
but
will
it's Shine, so it's wild card.
it
I
made
don't think it
me,
is.
dude, I will say, I asked myself if I had first pick in this draft, where would I go? And
Back to back wins with the
when we
first
first
pick in the next
picked
draft.
this topic, my mind went somewhere. And then it kept on coming back to a specific show that I liked as a kid, I liked as I got older. And I think just because the characters are all so likable, even the mean ones. And I'm going Rugrats first overall.
Take
Do,
me there,
do,
you
do,
go there.
I'm like,
That's
ding.
not the right song,
Bro,
Rob.
that's the movie, Rob.
It's
still Rugrats related.
Tommy.
Sorry. No. I'm just saying, it was just we were thinking of
Tommy, Chucky, Bill, and Lil. I mean, I think there's even a song that goes, spits that verse out there.
Yeah, it's probably the one Rob's
Make
talking
sure it's
about.
the correct
Blinky
one,
Blink.
Shine, or you'll get chastised by the Croce Brothers.
Chastised. We just
But
said, we're saying the movie for me. He's
where's a
drafting the song.
spin-off version?
I gotta go Rugrats first. I just it's the one that I just always came. It wasn't my first thought when we started to do this, but
Definitely a first round pick, though.
It's a great cartoon. I mean,
thank you.
babies like doing their thing, unbelievable. Tiny Pickles was next
I
level.
have a feeling I know where you guys will go to number two.
What's the dog's name? Spike.
Yes.
I have a Spike figure somewhere around here.
For sure.
Angelica Dill. I don't remember the Dill seasons.
Susie.
Baby Dill.
Susie. That's who it is. Rob and Jake had Susie.
What was Angelica's doll's name? No
Angelica's
idea.
doll's name? Cynthia?
Wow.
Come on, Cynthia.
I'm
Chucky
telling you.
Finster.
Let's tell the audience.
Ishami.
Earlier today, I texted the boys and said, look, there's no way to know the answer to this, but I'm willing to put a significant amount of money on the fact that I have more hours logged on Nickelodeon than any of you guys.
I wasn't arguing. I
I'm
didn't like
just
say.
saying. I mean, if I know Angelica's doll's name by Klasky Suskbo, whatever it came at the end of every episode,
Bro, the
I
only thing I
know.
would dispute with that is, I mean, I can agree that we watched a lot, that JCat probably watched it longer,
No,
like the
that's what you don't know.
2000s or like,
I was
I
watching
like.
it. I was watching Nickelodeon way after I should have. I was driving a car still watching
You
Nickelodeon.
know about
Like,
Tough Puppy?
yeah, but were you watching new stuff?
no, I was watching anything. I was watching, I can't say it now, but no, I was
Well,
watching
okay.
Nickelodeon longer than anyone else, probably.
All right, it's a good pick, Shine. The Rugrats. Blinky blink. I didn't laugh out. All right, and with the second pick in the Nickelodeon draft. God, this is rigged, man.
I don't want this pick.
You got it.
Oh, yeah. I mean.
Trying to trade down?
No, because I have two that I want. I was hoping I wouldn't have to make a decision between the beloved
So
shows
many.
of
There's
mine.
so many. I wanted to
Yeah,
pick that way I had the first third round.
there's too much right now.
I have a 1A and a 1B. If you ask me right now to pick what show they're both on, I had to watch one. I'm going with this one. One of the greatest theme songs ever. Hold on, let me think. I can't. Hold on. I'm nervous.
This is a difference between like a franchise quarterback or like
A stud left tackle.
defensive end. Yeah.
What do I want? This will not come back to me. Eric's picking that no matter what.
Justin Herbert or Tua Tagovailoa. I mean,
At one point, the Cardinals chose
right.
Kyler Murray over Nick Bosa.
Josh Rosen.
Yeah.
And the Niners haven't looked back since.
I
And
don't care about
you're yelling at me about Tevin Jr.
Nick,
last week, like the first round.
Nick.
I can't worry about the voters. I have to go with Doug. Doug Funny. I
Wow.
love him.
Doug
I don't
Funny.
know. I don't
That's
know if
not
it's a first
Whale
rounder.
Man. It's a
I hope
first
it's a first
rounder, right?
rounder for Halloween. Actually, before I pick that, two,
Nope,
I don't
nope,
know who
nope,
the card
nope.
has been
No,
submitted.
no,
Of
no,
course you
no,
don't.
no,
I'm not
no,
changing it.
no.
I'm
Okay.
saying when I said it, I could have easily said the other one. I love Doug. Doug was a teenage boy going through life with a turd sister, loved Patty Mayonnaise. Skeeter Valentine was his homie. Mr. Dink was his neighbor. Roger Klotz was the worst. Like his dog, Pork Chop, next level. He was Quail Man. I was Quail Man. My senior year, I wore my underwear outside my pants with a green vest for Halloween.
I remember you being Quail Man.
I had a Quail Man hanging from my rearview mirror in the 1980 Chevy Citation. And even though I'm wearing the shirt of my other beloved show, I'm going with Doug Funny.
And
The music, the beats.
as the and his he was listening to Killer Tofu earlier today.
Killer
Oh,
tofu. I need more allowance, Yodeling. Why? Because I
because I
do.
do.
Or
Bro.
banging on a trash can. I mean,
Hold up. JCat, Shine, or Rob, do you know the name of like the arcade game that they would play? Like,
it's like whack-a-mole.
yeah, it's kind of like whack-a-mole.
No.
Bag the nematode.
Bag
Easy.
the
Easy.
nematode.
That's day one stuff.
Was a good show. It was a good show.
Love
Mr.
Doug.
Dink. Tippy Dink was his wife's name.
Very expensive. Yo, and the
And Tippy
song.
Dink's on this show right now.
Theme song was a banger.
Yes.
Dee dee
Yes.
dee dee dee
Dee,
dee
dee, dee, dee.
dee dee.
I
So I
can
will say this.
appreciate Doug for
I
sure.
will tell a quick story about Doug. When my daughter was born, the child never stopped crying for a year. So there were many hours of late night because the kid didn't sleep. Doug came on at like 4 a.m. I definitely rewatched some Doug in the first few months of her life. And I needed that.
So it was a vote from Emily.
She was
So let's
Rob. She
go.
had no eyeballs. She couldn't see Rob. So that was me.
You had no eyeball?
Hearts and minds. Hearts and minds.
She don't know. She wouldn't know who Doug is right now.
No, she wouldn't.
Doug, do it,
Right.
We draft an MTV
One of
shows.
you three is happy. I know
Did you
that.
put was that a DVD or streaming, Bobby?
No, it was on Nick. This
Oh, okay. Nick like Nick at
streaming.
Night.
Streaming, Rob? We're
No.
talking 2012. There was no streaming. This was DirecTV,
Oh
3 a.m. DirecTV
yeah.
satellite. Doug is on. I'm awake. We're watching it. Well, I'm watching it.
I know is I better get the next pick.
One of you three is very happy.
I mean, I got two bangers, so as long as I don't get the fifth pick, I'll be super salty.
Oh boy, brutal. This is
First of all, I'm not gonna do what you all think I'm gonna do.
Yeah, you are. Just do it.
No, I'm not. Because, kind of like Bobby was saying, if I had to watch a show right now, I would pick this blank show. But I'm not gonna draft that in the first round. I'm gonna draft the greatest game show of all
Oh,
time.
here
And
we
I'm gonna
go.
take the physical challenge. And I'm gonna have my host, Mark Summers. I just remember watching the show and I would say, I'm going to crush this physical challenge. Everyone would get stuck at the nose booger one. Like they couldn't get
Yeah.
this flying flag.
Or the peanut butter and jelly, giant peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
Just, you know, tell me all of you weren't like, yeah, I would definitely crush that obstacle course in 45
Every
seconds.
time.
Like
Every
every
time.
time. And I don't care
Now,
what the kid,
I
who the
actually
kid
look
was.
back at those things and think about it as an adult and like see, like, think
Like,
about some of the
nah.
parents that struggled their way through that mess. Like, I don't think I would struggle through those things. Like, really? Finding a flag in a peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
For like a Sony
That was hard.
Walkman.
Yeah, it was
All
great.
expenses paid trip to Universal Studios that they were already at.
Yeah.
That
So I'm
was
gonna go
my
Double Dare. It was not my
Whoa.
favorite show,
We lose
but I'm gonna go with
Jacob.
Double Dare.
It will get votes. People, it's the name recognition. It's a great first round pick. We
Team
all want it.
name, physical challenge.
That was my either
I'll
or
take the
right
physical
there,
challenge.
obviously.
Oh, it wasn't making it past me.
Yeah,
That
I
was
thought
gonna
that was
be,
gonna be number one.
and I was gonna be like, am I gonna draft or am I gonna take the physical challenge? That was gonna be my thing, but messed up, kid.
Do it right now, Rob. Go run to your refrigerator,
But
get a jar of pickles, and see how fast you can empty it out and seven pickles. If you do that, you get the pickle with Jake App. You're 30 cents.
No.
Jake App.
Tommy and Chucky are greater than Mark Summers. That's where I went. Number one overall. Come on, Mark
Tommy
Summers.
greater than Mark Summers. I
Tommy
concur.
or
I
Chucky.
concur.
Come on.
I'm not a fan of Rugrats, so
I loved it.
I
not
didn't know
one
that was
bit.
possible. I thought Rugrats were kind of like bacon.
Didn't do anything for me.
Everyone loves it. That's
Down
interesting.
That's why I'm
To
in
now
fifth and sixth place.
to feline competitors vying, scratching and clawing for the fourth pick right now. If Catman gets it, I don't know where he's going. I don't know what he watched. Blazing the Mighty Machines.
Oh, don't worry. Here we go. That is a good show, though.
J-Cat with the fourth
Struggle
pick.
bus right now.
Bring back to back though, Catman. Back to back. J-Cat with the fourth pick.
This is why I like the new setting, because the winner of last draft got first pick, and
Swag.
the loser got last pick. Never know.
First pick doesn't help, man.
It
I know.
doesn't. I mean,
But my wife always votes for me, so I got that.
tough.
I got one.
I got that going for me, which is nice.
When you have the first, it's all about the third round pick. Can you get three good ones?
Yeah.
I don't know. Those fifth rounders have been, they sneak in there too.
Big cat.
This is see,
Yeah.
some of my favorite shows aren't gonna pull any votes at all. Like if I would
You, bro? Do you?
well if I'm gonna do me, then the first thing my first round pick is the World of David the Gnome. I don't care.
It's
It's an
not
absolute
Nickelodeon, though.
banger.
It's
Yes,
not Nickelodeon.
it is.
No, it was like a Canadian.
It was simulcast on Nickelodeon.
That
And as
was
far as I'm
Nickelodeon.
concerned, it's David the Gnome. Or it just have to be original Nickelodeon
No, okay.
programming.
All right. All right, it's
No,
fine.
the only place we saw David the Gnome was Nickelodeon. So it's a
Exactly.
Nickelodeon
Okay.
cartoon.
I
All
know
right.
exactly what it is because here's what's really weird about David the Gnome. It was a Spanish language cartoon that was written by a Dutch guy that
Yeah,
was dubbed over. Like it's
Swift.
looking
J-Cat.
at it,
The
it was
Fox Swift,
only
unreal.
broadcast in the United States on Nickelodeon. So
Yep.
Okay.
it was like
Yeah, that's fine.
France, Italia.
David L. Nomo is what it
The
said. Please be the name of your
theme
team.
song
No,
alone
hold on,
is just.
J-Cat. Finish the lyric. Gnomes and wizards and fairy tales.
Hold on a second.
Birds that
J-Cat.
talk and fish
Hold
that
on,
sing. Something like that.
JK. I'm not familiar with David the Gnome, so I was just like looking it up a little bit, right? So one of the questions is, what happened to David the
I
Gnome?
see it.
The gnomes ascend the mountain and say their final goodbyes. As David and Lisa pass on, their bodies turn into intertwined apple trees. Casper passes moments later after muttering to himself for a while and turns into an oak tree. That sounds like terrible, like bad.
I
Like
never heard of the show before. Oh my
Unreal,
God.
dude.
I've seen it. Like I know
It's
what it is. Yeah,
unreal.
but I love David
Created
the
in
Gnome. I'm
Spain in 1985.
I assume the gnome is DGNOME.
And it is the
Yes.
official name is
Or
the World
David.
of David the Gnome.
The gnome. The world of
I
David
do
the
not
gnome.
care, man.
Like doubles.
And if your
The
heart
gnome.
is true, then you will find them too.
How is Bobby finding a
Jim.
way to still sing on this podcast?
Jim. Sean.
Oh,
There's
man.
so many memories of like at my dad's house in the summertime watching that show. Like
26 episodes.
I
That's it.
can and I've seen them all 704 times.
Yeah.
Like it's like We're not missing one of those. It's a banger. If I could get a hold of the DVD box set for that, which is $99, by the way, I would definitely get it.
It's
I'm
not on
looking at
Marketplace. You're telling me someone in
I'm looking
Seaford
at it
doesn't
right now for
have.
eBay. eBay is the only place I can find it.
Real quick, the overview on IMDb just says tiny ancient gnomes perform feats of strength. But to piggyback off of what Rob said, what happened to David the Gnome, there's also a search for how did David the Gnome say goodbye? So it was basically what Rob said, and then it ended with all of this ends up devastating Swift, who howls softly.
Yes.
Who howls sadly. Who howls sadly.
Oh man, I'm about to have some feelings right now,
Poor
man.
Swift.
Oh, I always wanted to have like a fox companion, and it was like I never got one.
Hey,
I always
I
wanted
that's
to
I still want one.
Yeah, and trust me, like if one comes in my yard, I'm like, hey buddy,
Swift.
got a little something on your mouth, let me get it for you. He's foaming and stuff.
Would you
Oh,
ride
man.
his back, J-Cat? Like,
I'd crush him, but if it was one big enough, I definitely would try. Just rent me up like a fox for Halloween and I'll be a gnome.
wow, you should.
I didn't see DTG going first round, but
Me neither.
If we're doing me, we're doing, I mean, I'm telling you right now, like that is the top of my list of Nick shows.
In the
Like,
chat earlier, I was like, DTG, DTG.
don't know.
I was like, what is that? I was really like thinking about it for a minute. I was like, man, I'm like, it's a brain buster for me. I'm like really trying to think about it.
Oh, dude, man,
I didn't want to ask, obviously, because I didn't want to be so.
be that
You
guy. I
don't
didn't know David the Gnome.
know.
All right, Catman, you got back-to-back picks.
Oh, got to do it. I got to do it. It's a show that, like, whenever I do watch it, it's funny. Like, I laugh at it. I fought it for a long time. It's not something I watch regularly. And I mean, like, it's a whale. It's a first rounder for sure.
You are not. You
Oh,
are
I
not.
am. Who lives in a pineapple?
Under the sea.
Under the sea.
Wow,
I can't. I actually
Absorbent and
can't
Krusty
believe
Krab,
it.
Krabby Patties. Like,
Forgot about that because I didn't have it on my list because I never watched it.
Yeah,
that
Gary, Pet Snail.
Eric, that was my
Yeah.
Bomar pick of the week right
Me.
there.
David Hasselhoff. Hey, Bomar's a winner.
I'm not arguing
Well,
I
dude.
gotta take it. If I wasn't in this position, I would have taken something else. I know I got back to back. So first, SpongeBob SquarePants. Second, I mean, come on, dude. There was Double Dare, and then there was Guts. I mean, come on. The aggro crag, the piece of the
The
aggro
glowing
crag,
rock.
Mo,
More
like,
quirk.
yeah, Mora Quirk.
Man, I was like looking at this at the draft list right
You
now.
thought it was coming back to you,
Catman,
Shy. Come
I
on.
did. I was
Michael
wondering. I'm like,
Malley.
and wait, because like J-Cat just picked something I never even heard of. Maybe he'll do that again. And
No,
then
yeah,
I'm like,
you can definitely.
would Eric pair Guts with Double Dare? I was like, I don't think he
Oh.
will. So I was like, it would come down to Bobby. And I was like, man, if Guts comes back to me, it is over.
It is
It
a big
was
one.
just,
It's a
it was
whale.
like Double Dare on steroids. Like, it was
No,
unbelievable. Like, you'd have to,
it
you'd
was
like
American
bungee jump and
Gladiators.
dunk and
Different.
basketballs and stuff. And then getting up the
Oh, the
crag,
basketball one looks fun.
like hitting the actuators. I didn't remember this, and maybe I didn't know this, but
Raiders.
if you missed an actuator while you were running up the aggro crag, there was a crag troll that would come down and stop you and like make you had to like run back and hit the actuator.
Why do
So, I
things like
mean,
that not exist anymore? Like Mr. Beast could do that. I
it's
mean,
basically just evolved, yeah. But
kids playing. Kids
like Pat
playing.
McAfee had a piece of the aggro crag on his show like a year
Yeah.
ago. It was
And
like behind him.
I think you can buy like little ones like on Etsy or something. Yeah. Aggro Crag Trophy. I
It
don't
like
see the
was like
troll
neon
version.
lights and stuff. Like it, your kids
Yeah.
would always hang it, pick it up, and be all big. It
Yeah.
just looks so much fun, man. Guts was awesome. And there was Global Guts. I mean,
Global
I
Guts.
don't think anyone's well, whatever. Okay, who's snake me later? That's the way it goes.
Nah, nah,
But
that,
like,
nah. That'd be messed up.
Spirit
That
of
would be messed
Bomar
up.
compels
That's a
you to pick
Bomar pick
Global
right
Guts.
there. You picked the Guts franchise. We're not doing Family Double Dare on anything.
Yeah.
Dude, sloppy Double Dare.
Whoa,
That's a
whoa,
show. I
whoa.
saw it tonight while I was searching.
I know it
Sloppy
is.
Double
Yeah.
Dare?
Yeah. Super, super sloppy Double Dare.
Is that like a
Go ahead
late-night
and Google
version?
that and see
That's
what
a
you get on your
late-night Dewey
front.
Beach hangout spot.
But anyway, that's a pretty cool two
Super
for there.
sloppy Double
That's
Dare.
taking like
Bro.
Piani Sewell and
Jim J. Bullock was the
David
host.
Montgomery back to
Bro.
back.
Just bro.
Loving the Lions right now.
J-Cat. If J-Cat
Just
doesn't pick
relax,
it,
bro. Relax.
a trade would be coming in. I might take, you might get fall into some good picks
All
from
right,
that.
J-Cat, what do you got?
Completely. You guys, yeah, whatever you guys are talking about, you're probably gonna have it because I'm going all like just obscure, crazy crap. I'm going with Mr. Wizard's World. Science
Wow.
show was unreal. He did all kinds of crazy, like scientific things. He had different kids on, and like I always wanted to be Mr. Wizard. He always did the coolest things. I mean, Bunsen burners and beakers and vials and like. It was awesome. Mr.
I
Wizard's
can't believe I
World
forgot
was
about
great.
that.
He looks sus. Like, look at the picture
Yeah,
cover of like Mr.
nowadays
Wizard
he
World.
might be a pedophile. I get it. But back
That's
then he
kind of
was
what he
my
looks like.
science hero. Okay?
Yeah. Look at air and water wizardry. Like the cover of the But the Mr. Wizard's World, those Z and Wizards is like a lightning bolt. I
Yeah.
do remember watching that a little bit. I remember
All
like
the time, dude. I loved it.
he had like Mr. Roger vibes, but like
Yeah.
it
But
wasn't
also
Mr.
like
Rogers.
creepy uncle vibes too at the same time.
It was like Bill Nye meets Mr. Rogers.
Yeah.
What's it gonna take,
Wow.
bro? What's it gonna take? What do you want?
Absolutely
What do you want? What do you
nothing.
want?
Nothing on the
Dude,
planet
I
could
will give
stop me from
you.
picking this pick because the fact that I got it after
No.
Double Dare is just mind
I'll
blowing.
give you
But I get
Chalky
it.
Lips. Two pick swaps in the
No, no,
future.
no, no, no. Let me do it. Let me do it. I know where you're going to. You can't do it. I'll
It's
give
my
you my
favorite show.
next two picks.
No, I
So
said
Bobby
you
just
can get
said,
two future swap
I
picks.
want more picks in this draft.
Not this draft, in a future
I
draft.
know, I hear you. I hear you. I can't do it. I don't care if I lose every other draft. I am taking Salute Your Shorts.
Shorts.
Camp Anawana, Counselor Ugg. His name was Kevin
Who's
Ugg
gonna wanna
Lee.
think? Gonna wanna wanna who?
There were, I think, well, actually, it might be more. I wanted to say 13 episodes, but I just remember
Well,
everything about
season
this show.
one,
Season one, yeah. And then season two, there were
Ronnie Pinsky took place of Michael.
Yeah. Bobby
Pinsky.
Budnick, he's John Connor's best friend in Terminator 2. So that's all I ever think of. He's got the
He didn't
red hair
sell
and
him out
mullet.
either.
Yeah. He just got
Okay.
hit up at the arcade. Like, yeah,
Okay.
we've seen this
I've
kid.
never seen an episode. Dina,
Catman.
Kelly,
Catman. The
great
episode where they
show.
play basketball and then they
Three
get in
colors.
like second place. They had to get their picture has to go in like the toilet seat because they lost to like the rival camp. Pinsky salam, famous Pinsky salamis, Donkey Lives,
Ice
ZZ.
lolly
No,
birdhouses, bro.
the ice lolly birdhouses is unbelievable. They had to like make
Ice
birdhouses, but
lolly?
they had to eat the ice lollies. Yeah,
Ice
like
lolly.
too many ice lollies.
Ollie.
And he was
Bro.
sick. They were like, ah, they
Bro.
fake being sick so they could stay back and eat all the ice cream in the nurse's office because she had like the good ice cream was like locked up. They picked the locks,
What did we
and
learn
to make
about
sure.
Budnick that episode? What did they do to pass the time? They did a puzzle, but they did it
Oh yeah,
upside
it was
down.
upside down.
Because he worked
It was
like he
ice
did a
cream,
lot of
six scoops of
puzzles
ice
with his
cream.
family. Yeah.
True. I just remember that they to get sick, they like put the vegetable soup in their mouth and were like pretended like vomit.
What happened when they got to the beach? When Ugg got to the beach with all the kids, it took him so long.
I
See,
didn't know.
you're not a fan.
Sorry.
You're a poser. Ugg got so excited, he ran to the water. It was like freezing cold. He got
Oh
sick.
yeah,
And he
got
was like
sick.
miserable.
That's when he came back. Oh, that's why they were at the back at the beach, yeah, or back at the nurse's station, or yeah. I gotta go salute your shorts. I mean, the theme song, "We Hold You in Our Hearts When We Think About You," makes us want to fart.
It's like, hope we
Things came
never part,
apart.
and I'm getting it
Things
right
came
at the end,
apart.
right?
Yeah, it's man.
Anyone wants to get me a birthday or Christmas gift, you can find a Pinsky Salami shirt online. I almost.
I want a Zeke the Plumber shirt. It's like a horror, like fright raggy type of like horror shirt. It's unbelievable. He couldn't smell. He had no nose because it was like he was in a bad accident, but he was a plumber, so it was like good for him. Zeke the Plumber.
Heidi Lucas is an attorney now. She retired from acting.
Who's that, Dina?
Yes.
Kelly?
Bro, the Treasure of Sierra Madre, Gold Fever hits the camp.
What about when they had that radio contest?
Telling the
What
basketball
color
team.
is a
Giraffe's tongue.
giraffe's tongue? And Ugg knows the answer. He gets the
Yeah.
tickets to the
I always
concert.
think, I forget if it's black or blue. It's black, right?
Black. But they want you
Yeah.
to think it's pink. Like, is it,
Right, yeah,
Ugg's like,
right.
he knows.
Jake, I wouldn't have known this answer, but episode 8 of season 1 is called Cheeseburgers in Paradise. Your boy, Jimmy Buffett. But, Jake, What do Sponge and Donkey Lips train to be on? They like are training apparently to be on something. Now, Cheeseburgers in Paradise could be a hint
Yeah.
because they're trying to gain weight.
Oh boy. I
Sponge and Donkey
don't
Lips train for the wrestling team.
wrestling. Oh
I was
gosh.
like, what?
If Sponge has a singlet that's like super like small.
Oh yeah.
Donkey Lips in two things. Name the two things that Donkey Lips was in other than Salute Your Shorts.
Dude, where's my car?
Yep. And what TV show was he in a flashback episode of? Probably one of the best episodes of the show.
Freaks and Geeks, maybe?
No, but you're real close to the first two letters.
Community?
Friends?
Friends. He was
Oh, yeah.
Monica's prom date.
Yeah,
And
true.
when Rachel from Monica were. Oh, man, it's
Like a
unbelievable.
Jerry curl.
All right, we gotta move on. I don't even want any more picks. I might even forego my other three picks just to have those three teams on my pick.
You
Pull my
would
board.
win.
Birdo.
Birdo.
Okay, Doug. I mean, obviously, I wanted to salute your shorts. Doug was a stepping stone to this next cartoon about a young man living in the city with his crazy grandparents and all that happened throughout his hometown. Hey, Arnold! That show, that was a show that I was watching when I should not have been watching cartoons anymore. I was way too
Old football head.
old football head. I loved Arnold. I loved Gerald. He was so, his room was like the coolest room that you would want as a kid. It was like on the top floor of this apartment. He had like a glass roof. Everything was like his couch flipped into a bed. Like, hey, Arnold was what you wanted to be when you were a
Out
kid.
in 1996. Like I don't remember watching. I don't think I've ever seen an episode of Hey Arnold. I'm not hating
Well,
on it, but
telling
like
you,
I'm curious. I was wondering
I'm watching.
why, and it's because I was 15 years old. I guess I didn't care about Hey Arnold. I don't know. Too busy balling.
Called Hey Arnold got me. Hey Arnold like pulled me, sucked me in. Like even when
What's
I
it
was
about?
a
As a
kid,
kid, I
it's
know
kind of like
that,
a
but.
city version of Doug. Like he lives in the city, he goes to school. There's a whole bunch of it was like Simpson-like as far as so many side characters that were his classmates and all that
Oh,
he
God.
did all types of stuff like sports. He lived with his grandparents. They were both nuts. It was a cool. There was like Stoop Boy, like kid had never left. Like there's just
The second episode, the third episode's called The Stoop Kid.
yeah, like there's
Stoop
like
boy.
oh man, Hey Arnold is a it's it will hold the test of time. You could watch it now and still like it.
Yeah, I agree with that. Hey Arnold, definitely a solid show.
Shine, back-to-back
Guys messed
picks.
up.
We messed up.
I said earlier, when you have the first pick, you have to have a good third round pick. And I think I have that. I think I have it completely. First, though, I had to pick my second
Shine's
round
gone.
pick. Gross, but funny, popular. Definitely taking the Ren and Stimpy show.
Yeah, that's good.
Ooh, yeah, I can't believe that got by two Croceys.
Scampi
That would have been
me.
my next pick,
I
probably.
liked it. It was kind of grossed me out though. It was
Yeah,
odd
it was
pick.
out there.
But
I thought that's
how many sweet things do we still remember?
Powder
Log,
Toast
bro.
Man.
Log, Powder Toast, and bro, you're even your girlfriend knows
Oh yeah, don't lose on the electric
Canadian.
fence.
No, the Canadian Kilton
Oh,
Yaksman
exactly.
song. It's
Yeah, there's a
unbelievable.
lot.
Croco Stimpies, Rob.
Yeah. Happy, happy.
I thought
Joy,
that's where you were
joy.
going, Eric. I thought that's where you were
Simpson
going
J
with that
Cat.
second pick.
Wait, you were going to trade
True.
up for Ren and Stimpy, Shine?
Yes. Yeah.
Wow.
I definitely wanted
No.
Ren and Stimpy.
It wouldn't have got past Bob, but.
I couldn't take Ren and Stimpy first overall, but I was pretty happy when I saw that it was
Yeah.
going to make its way back this way.
Stimpy, you
It
idiot.
was one of those shows that like I who said it was gross? J Cat, did you say it was kind of gross?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Who said it
Bob.
was? Yeah, it
I
was
said
like
close-ups of nostrils and stuff.
yeah, I wasn't like into it. Like I remember
It was
watching it here and
bizarre
there,
for
but
sure.
it
Definitely
never really
disgusting.
grabbed me.
Yeah, like hairy warts, like the zoom in on it, and it's like all like, yeah.
We're going
I
to go
mean,
sell rubber nipples like that.
true. Wasn't it Mr. Horse? Ulcer? I don't like it. But we're gross or glossing over the fact that one of the podcast members' name derives from the show. So, and he did
Yeah.
not draft it. So
Ah, true.
Stimson J Cat. When we were in Wisconsin a few months ago, there was a giant billboard, call something,
Ah,
John P.
Stimson
Stimson or
lawyers.
something, Stimson
Yeah.
Lawyers. I was like, J Cat. So, but rubber nipples, man. I forgot about that. Don't whiz on the electric fence. That is unreal, man. What animal is Stimpy? Stimpy is a fat, red, and white Manx cat. He is anthropomorphic, human-like buttocks, and generally good-natured but dim-witted personality.
Yeah, like I have some
That
problems with
is.
It's just the name. It wasn't referenced
I
to
know,
you.
I know. I just
You
like
have a
I was just
human
I was
butt.
reading over the synopsis today, and I was like,
Yeah.
that face. Nice.
Unbelievable, though.
All right, good call.
Unbelievable.
Ren Howick, a psychotic chihuahua. Hoik.
He, yes.
All right. Third round pick. Everyone knows I wasn't the biggest movie watcher. I actually have not watched many of the movies that this show reminds people of. Part Indiana Jones, part Double Dare, part History Lesson. I'm going with Legends of the Hidden Temple.
Oh, nice. Good call. That's a
That's a
huge
dope
one. That's
pick
a
right
big
there.
one.
That was a good
Like,
one.
there's still a show out there right now that reminds me of it. It's like, I don't think it's like Flora's Hot Lava, but it's like
Did they bring it back? I thought that.
it's adults that are trying to like get across various
So let's go one by one and name the teams. One at a time. Shine, can you name one of the teams?
they were color coded.
Yeah.
An
So name
animal.
one.
Oof. I can remember them
Birdo.
being color coded.
Purple parakeets.
I think it was purple parrots, but
Yeah.
J-Cat.
Blue Barracudas.
Blue barracudas. I was going to say silver
Oh,
monkeys.
yeah.
I think it was silver monkeys.
No,
Blueberry.
no. Silver snakes. There
Silver
you
snakes.
What did they have to do,
Green
bro?
iguanas?
Yeah, no, orange.
No.
Orange iguanas. Dang, I'm struggling.
Red Jaguars.
Wow. I'm struggling.
Bro, what did they
Blue
have to
barracudas.
do in the one test? Hey, jam the.
The head of Olmec or something,
No,
right?
jam the monkey head.
Oh, I was like, pff. Yes, because you knew. Wow, the announcer was D. Bradley Baker.
Yeah.
He's like, does like voices for everything. Nice. It's a good pick. Back to Birdo.
The Blue Barracudas made the most temple runs, by the way.
Nice.
There's a show that is really good that probably none of you have even seen. So I'm pretty sure I get in the fifth round. I'm going car animation heavy. This cartoon was Ren and Stimpy like, with some like adult humor that went way over our heads and was odd, but it was cool. Rocko's Modern Life.
Dang.
That's another one I didn't watch. I don't know that one.
Yeah, I remember watching that a lot.
He was a wallaby. It wasn't like my go-to because this is again was like towards the later years of Nickelodeon, like after the initial Doug Rugrats. But Rocko had some good episodes. There's a lot going on with Rocko. Weird stuff.
It's deep, like deeper than
Yeah,
what's on
not
the
a like,
surface.
yeah, not a, he had the lot going on.
Filbert.
It came out when we were just a little bit older, though, didn't it?
Yes, it was one of
Yeah,
the
it was
older
after Hey
Nickelodeon.
Arnold, wasn't it?
96. That was the
Oh,
last
okay.
episode.
I was gonna say, I remember
93.
like
It was on for
watching
3 years.
in the past, but
93 to 96.
yeah, people definitely like it. It's a good pick. I'm just not familiar.
Bro,
All
I
right,
can't
I'm
believe you haven't picked one of your favorite shows ever.
me.
Done it right here.
I think you forgot it was on Nickelodeon.
Well, I want to pick another kind of weird show. Not animated, but it's about two brothers who live in a town with the same name. They're redheaded brothers,
Oh,
and they befriend and just get into little hijinks. I'm gonna go The Adventures of Pete and Pete.
Eating Pete.
Artie, the strongest man
Artie.
in the world. Apparently, Iggy Pop was in five episodes, and
Watch
a kid was named Fran Pitstain Jones. Remember Pit Stains?
You watched it? You
Yeah,
liked it?
Pete and Pete was funny. Yeah,
Yeah.
it's 8.4 out of 10 on
It was
IMDb.
jerk, man.
What was Pete's tattoo's name?
Petunia, and he made her
Yeah.
dance. He was like his like forearm would like wiggle to make her dance. Yeah, I'm gonna go Adventures of Pete and Pete. It was jerk. Third rounder.
You
Yeah.
forgot one of your favorite shows. It didn't have to be on Nickelodeon.
The amount of things you guys remember from these shows is always amazing to me.
No, you don't get it, dude. You don't understand.
I had it on. I just feel like the older I get, the more I am almost absolutely certain if I were a kid today, I would definitely have the label of ADD or ADHD.
Well, yeah, because it's second screen. You have a phone in your hand for everything. So you're
Well,
not,
I
and you
didn't
have everything.
then, but
No,
I
I'm just
feel like
saying
I
in
am like
general,
very
I'm saying
confused.
kids
Well,
now.
you got to remember, Shine.
I obviously was not paying as much attention to these things as you guys were.
I paid a lot of attention. You saw the same episode 70 times
Yeah,
because it was
only
always
30 of
suspended
them.
over.
I think I had trouble getting through it once.
I would watch them over and over and over, the same
Out the door
ones.
I went somewhere. Was like, can't sit here any longer. Moving on. I liked it. It's just like, how
I
long
watched Nickelodeon when I
did
was
you do it?
younger, but like when I got a little bit older, I wasn't like paying attention as much with stuff.
Yeah.
This doesn't even include like
You
when
guys deal with
TV.
everything. Music, you remember lyrics and like just no, that's just
Yeah, I don't understand
not
how you
my
don't
strength.
remember music. I just don't
I
understand
remember some lyrics, but not
that.
like I can't pull it up like you guys can. I
Like
don't know.
Fast and Furious 7 quotes.
That was nuts.
He doesn't understand, Rob. It wasn't from Fast 7. It was like a flashback.
No,
It
I know. I'm
was
just
hilarious.
being stupid.
Either way. All
I'm
right.
waiting. I'm in amazement.
JCat, I feel like that was a pick that you would have picked at some point. So I was like, ah, I gotta
Oh, it
get
was
that.
yeah. Pete and Pete was definitely gonna
Yeah,
come.
I
I
feel like it's up
guess.
your alley.
Yeah, it's just that show. It's
Steve
sorry.
Buscemi was in three episodes.
I'm going my favorite Nickelodeon game show. Even when compared to some of the bangers you guys have, I loved it. Shorter run, only three seasons, but it was all physical challenges, teams of kids. What wild and crazy
Oh, okay. All
kids.
right. All right. Yeah. That was on my
Recently
list.
drafted, though. I was recently
Yeah.
drafted. Wasn't it Bobby you drafted in
No,
the
it was
game show?
season one. That was the game show draft in season one. So it was not recent.
Oh, sorry. I did listen to this. My bad.
It was
It
like,
was on my
right.
list.
Yeah, me too. That's not where I
Wild
thought you
and
were
crazy.
going,
I loved
JCat.
it. Omar Gooding,
Johnny Jeffcoat.
Donnie Jeffcoat, and then it was Annette Chavez, and they replaced her with somebody else, I think Jessica or something like that. Jessica Gaines.
I thought Wild and
Yes.
Crazy was spelled like crazy was spelled with a K. It was not.
No. Loved it because I always wanted a Wild and Crazy Kids shirt. Like one of the
Yeah.
different color shirts they had. I would have
Yeah.
rocked the hell out of that bad boy.
I feel like that might be an Etsy purchase. Pinsky
It could be.
Salamis, Wild and Crazy Kids. I remember an episode where like they were playing real life Battleship, like a big wall between them, and they
Yeah.
were like tossing like water balloons over, like hitting people like in fake inflatable boats or something.
So
I don't
awful.
remember. I remember liking it. I just don't remember much from it other than the hosts and the
So
show.
it was like on
Each
Sunday
host had,
afternoon.
yeah, each host had basically had an individual challenge. They were like, all right, so now we're going to play, Spiky Beaver dodgeball or whatever. And then like the teams would compete and then you'd go to the next one. It's always something. So it was cool. It was always three events.
Batman?
Check the group chat, JCat.
We're
That
gonna
is
get two more.
definitely doable.
What wild and
Yeah,
crazy.
but that's too fancy. Like I feel like the ones they had on the show were just
Oh yeah, I
You
want
want like
you know,
the
like
field day shirt.
field day
Field
t-shirt.
day shirt. Yeah. We can make that easily, bro.
Do you know how Bobby just sent
That
us
is
a
a pretty sweet
screenshot?
shirt though.
Did you say I'm back to back again, Eric?
Either
Back
way.
to back.
Sorry. This is a later Nick cartoon that Derek turned me on to.
Oh, I'm a beast. Wow.
Like in the early 2000s.
I thought Eric, that's you got you lost it. I can't believe you didn't pick.
Yeah. I haven't seen it in forever, and I always want to rewatch it and then I forget. And I'll see somebody out like with an Invader Zim t-shirt on. Like now. Like I'll see
Yeah.
someone walking around. I'll go to the mall today and
Round.
someone will have a hoodie on or something. Yeah.
Grant likes it, Rob. Grant
Invader Zim.
watches
It's a
it.
good show.
It's
It was a
funny. It's
good, yeah,
awesome.
it's funny.
It's just
It's weird
cool.
too. It's
It's
just cool,
weird.
yeah, and different.
No, wait, Bodie's
Let's,
Pizza Hog?
yeah.
Invader Zim.
My robot
Oh, that is
beep.
awesome. Bad Bad Rubber
Gur.
Piggy. I
Yeah.
can't believe you picked that. I
All
didn't
the
listen to
humans were like weird in that.
Yeah.
Oh,
Well,
yeah.
it's like, when was it?
What was the show called?
Invader Zim.
Invader
Zim.
Zim. It was an alien that came up
2001 to
with.
2002.
He's
Only
trying to
was
take
going
over
on
the
for two
Earth.
seasons. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like a cult following, Shine. People
All right.
like a little bit.
If you see, I'll send a picture, Shine. You'll see someone in a Zim shirt, I guarantee,
Oh,
in the
yeah.
next like 2 or 3 weeks. And you'll
For
be like,
sure,
that's
yeah.
Zim? Yeah.
Shunk Wugga, he was like the bully. He's like this big, like, tub, like, load kid. I was just thinking his
I'm a
name for some reason.
fish girl. I'm here,
Dib.
Sam.
Dib's funny. The Palisades made the figures. They were cool. They,
Yeah,
like,
they
broke
were.
all the time, though. Yeah. Gurr. Gurr the
Maddest.
costume, the dog costume.
One of the maddest I've ever seen Derek in my life was
The tallest figure broke.
no, I was dating
Okay.
a young lady and she came over and she brought her dog over, Tucker, who's a little pug. And that little motherfucker chewed up Invader Zim's laptop. He's had like his little laptop obliterate.
Oh, wow.
Bro, Derek was
Shipbuilders.
heated.
He was
Heated, son.
heated. I
It
bet Owen
deserves
would
a
like that show.
rewatch. I'm always
Yeah.
like, I need to rewatch it. And I think it's on Netflix.
It used to be. I don't know if it still is
Well,
because they made
Paramount
new.
Plus. Okay.
I think
Is
Paramount Plus is
Nickelodeon.
a lot of Nickelodeon stuff.
It has all Nickelodeon.
Except like the good stuff on that film shorts. Bro, I still have the burned DVDs. I thought you got me, or maybe I bought them on eBay. I thought you got it for me. Like just like burned discs of Salute Your Shorts, like season one and season
Do
two.
you?
Yeah. I
Because I have a
don't
season of another show that
think
we've been
it's
waiting to
with
watch
Fart
for
the
me.
Movie. Like they're with Fart the Movie, wherever they are, like the
The
Blockbuster, like movie king. It's
movie.
like in a tub somewhere. Wow, wasn't expecting that cameo.
Then this one's for me. It's gonna be old and probably no one's gonna remember it, but it was like the first time you saw like video games on TV.
Oh no.
Nick Arcade.
That's what I thought JCat was
Yeah.
picking.
Yeah.
That's what I thought
Like,
JCat was
and there's a
picking.
documentary on it. I guess it was like
Really?
just super like expensive. So that's why like
Yeah.
it only lasted like 2 seasons for when they went into the video zone. Like, and you'd always be like, go the other way, go left, go right.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? But then when you realize, when you see it, they're just on like a green screen. They
Yeah,
didn't know
straight
what
up
was
green
going on.
screen.
Yeah, like the kids had no idea.
Rob's got a sneaky good team right now. I just kind of was like blindsided. SpongeBob, Guts, and Nick Arcade and Zim.
Damn it, man.
But yeah, and I don't know if I think people like our age would probably remember it, but like just you know, it was early video games. Nintendo was still out.
Think it's better than Hidden Temple, right? Like I would have picked that over Hidden Temple, I think.
Yeah,
But
I
I don't
wasn't
think
a big
it's
Hidden Temple fan.
like the
Like
mummy background, like
two kids would have like they'd have to play like the first level of like Ninja Turtles or something, and it'd be like timed, and then they'd like have their scores or whatever, and then they'd have challenges and they have trivia and
Yeah, it
stuff.
was sweet.
It's a sweet show.
All right, back to J-Cup.
What
Fourth
to do
round.
here, man? That kind of threw me through a loop right there.
Got a lot left on my list. I didn't think I would.
Me too. Some real deep cuts,
I
man.
know
I
what I'm
don't
picking.
know.
Yeah, I got some deep cuts.
I think I'm gonna go with this was a like a sketch comedy show on Nick that preceded another probably more well-known sketch comedy show that they did. But you can't do that on television. I love that
Wow.
show. That
Yeah.
show was fantastic. I thought it was great. Like it's just I can still see the cover or the opening, like, you know, it's just it was great. And I don't know if I
Was.
necessarily remember individual sketches that well, but I
Yeah.
do remember always laughing and just having a great time with it.
Well, that was the
Wasn't
show with the slime.
Yeah, that's where the
Yeah.
slime started, right? They
Yeah.
would all
If
just
you
sit
say, yeah.
together.
Well, you couldn't say it. What could you not say? That's how you got
I
slime.
Don't
Was there like a
know or
word of the day
something.
or something? No, it was like
What?
a saying you can't say.
Because they had lockers
Like
too. I
I don't
remember the
know, or
kids
just
would.
the word
Yeah.
no or something. Like you couldn't like, what was it?
Like that's old school Nick,
Yeah, that
man.
was
Mm-hmm.
Ken. I
That's
was gonna
like
ask if that was in
yeah.
Nickelodeon because I was like wasn't sure. I had it on my list too,
Well,
but
it was a Canadian sketch comedy series
yeah,
that Nick coined as original pro. They did
yes.
that stuff a lot when they first started out. They'd
Yeah.
bring it over and be like, "Oh, original programming from, you know, Nickelodeon." But it wasn't. I
It
think it
was
was like filmed
bizarre.
in Ottawa or something like that.
I
Well,
was
I'm a
right, by
bizarre
the
guy.
way. I
I
was right.
couldn't
It was,
say
I don't know. You
Neptune.
can't say I don't know.
But I
So.
remember like being like a kid watching that, like a child.
Yeah, like
Like
really,
glued
really
to
young.
the television, yeah.
If we were still doing trivia, you know, one of us would have come up with what was the slime recipe for on You Can't Do That with Television? It was lime green, gelatin powder, oatmeal, and water,
Oh wow.
apparently, according to this.
Be making that tomorrow.
I feel
You want
like
slime, Rowan? Ask her something. She's like, I don't know.
I feel like Joey Gladstone was on that show and would do the cut it out. I feel like he was. I could be wrong. Dave Coulier, was he on that show?
No, he had his own show, and it's on my list.
I was gonna
Yeah,
say
that show, really.
you're on to
Yeah.
something, but
Huh. Trust me, boys, if you don't pick it, it's coming down the pipe. So
oh, I just
man.
found it.
YouTube's amazing, by the way. There's like full episodes with the 80s
Yeah,
commercials
it's awesome.
of You Can't Do That on Television.
I'm
All right.
picking my one of my all-time favorites, my next pick, so.
I'm gonna sing or just say the lyrics to the theme song. I think I'm gonna go with this pick just because I forgot about it and I had it on my list, and it's like it sounds corny and like why on earth would like Bobby and I watch this because we were the farthest thing from like these types of people, but it's a little wild and a little strange. When you make your home out on the range, start your horse and come along.
Hey.
And if you can't get a ride, if you can't hold on, sing in. Yippee-ki-yay! Whoa, like the
Cowboy
cowboys
singing
say, and sing it
along.
again now. And he's like, yippee-ki-yay! Get along, little
No,
doggies.
really.
Feel the
You
break
know,
of day.
I
Then
watched it.
the
It came
last
on
part.
after, it came on after Salute Your Shirts.
Better watch out for those man-eating jackrabbits and those killer cacti.
Yeah.
Hey, dude. Like, man-eating jackrabbits. Yeah, it came on right after Salute Your Shorts. That's probably why we watched. Mr. Ernst, Danny, he was like the like local like American Indian, Native American on the show. What was the Sem's name? I forget. She was like a Kelly Kapowski like. I don't
No,
remember her
Ben
name.
Stiller's wife,
Oh,
Christine
Christine
Taylor.
Taylor, yeah. Melanie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on cue in the chat. You ready?
Yeah.
Yippee
Yeah.
yay.
Kid the Mets hat, by the way. There was like
Yeah.
there was a Kelly Kapowski looking girl.
It was, you're right.
I knew I was like, I make that up. I don't remember her name, but
I always wonder if City Slickers and Hey Dude was ever related because of the Mets
to the
hat.
Mets hat, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a
Billy
good show.
Crystal. Oh yeah,
Yeah,
definitely, dude.
I like
On it
that
was
show.
on the
So
list.
I'll go with Hey Dude,
It's like
Hey
a
Dude.
Western Saved by
And
the Bell.
it's, yeah, there you go.
some of my favorite shoes. So I'll
Saved
put
by
the
the
shoes as
Spurs.
the picture of my team. The pictures are gonna be clutch too. People are like, oh yeah, it's sweet. Birdo, fourth rounder.
I'm gonna pick this in the fourth round because it deserves it. You guys won't even know what it is. I highly doubt you'll know what it is. But it goes just along with Doug and Hey Arnold. It is a show about a kid in middle school, and it's called Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide. What he does is he basically has a two topics in an episode, like how to get through a test, how to deal with a food fight, how to deal with a bully. Everything that you experience in school, he has like an episode on like how to do it, and he talks to the camera. That show was great, man. It was like, I don't know how I saw it. I don't remember why I would have watched that at my age, but I did because it was definitely,
2004?
yeah, I don't know how I've seen it, and it's good. And I've watched it with Emily and Grant, and they like it too. It's about a kid in school and all the stuff you do with like the janitor, the principal, the gym teacher, like all the things that happen in school, they made episodes about. It was good. JCat, you've seen it?
22-year-old
Yes, I have.
Bobby
Definitely.
Kirch watching Ned's
Yeah,
Declassified.
I don't know why, but I did, and it was good. It's good.
It's cool stuff, man. Like it was kind of a fresh premise too for a show.
Yeah, it was. That's the I know what it, I get the idea of it. It was
Kind
cool.
of like Saved by the Bell, but for middle schoolers, like less drama, more comedy. Like his one friend was like a computer kid. His one other friend was a girl, and like it was about like crushes, how to deal with crushes, and school dances, and all that stuff.
All right, Shine. Your last two picks.
I know. There's one show that I remember very well, but at the same time, like, I really like it all that much.
Me too. It was on, but I didn't really like it, but it was kind of good.
I've been going back and forth on a couple others. Think what I'll do, I'm going this route right now because it's something that we definitely watch currently. And I find it to be one of the lesser annoying and actually semi-enjoyable shows that my kids will turn on from time to time. And that is The Loud House. I'm taking The Loud House.
It's good.
I was
It's
like, I will actually sit and pay attention to that when it's on. I feel like it's got a little bit of other shows that we've already picked. It's just a more modern version of it. So I'll take Loud House there.
theme song too. In the loud house, in the loud house.
You sing it all day long after you hear it, for sure.
That's all it is. Isn't that just those two lines? Like, repeated?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Dollar theme song, man.
Yeah.
It's just
I'm talking about Man-Eating Jackrabbits. You should just say the same thing twice.
And then here, I'll go with the one that I felt like I watched, but same time, we'll go with the Halloween. It's October. We'll go with the Halloween pick, and it's Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Never watched. Got too scared.
Pick.
It's a fifth rounder. I don't remember watching it either, but I think
people I just remember the like match.
Yeah, they're sitting around the campfire.
Yeah,
and I don't think it was like as scary as what you thought it might be.
Was that one Nickelodeon?
But
I guess it was, wasn't it?
Dang. Yeah. I don't recall watching an episode because I can't think of anything from it. I feel like it was like creepy and I didn't want to.
I didn't like scary stuff. I still don't. So
I'm all about it. I
like them
saw,
guts trolls.
HBO's commercial the other day for like their fear movies are out or whatever. And I'm like, oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Welcome to Dairy's coming
what up. Channel was it? Yeah, was it baseball? It was like Welcome to Dairy. It was like every other commercial. I was like, come on, man.
I can't wait for that.
Like,
it's better than a freaking Evira ad or what, all this medical, like, hey, do you have erectile dysfunction? And there's like kids watching TV. It's like, cool. Let's put that on.
Ain't Adina Howard's on.
Wouldn't have it.
Oh. That's my squad, friends. I think that's pretty solid.
Yeah, you got a solid squad too. Although there's a bunch of heavy hitters on each team, so see how it plays out.
I don't think there was a single bad pick so far. Like,
this runs deep.
My least favorite pick so far is Hidden Temple, and I just wasn't a big fan of that show. So it was good. I just didn't like it.
I don't think you like Mr. Wizard more than
I watched
Mr. Wizard was dope.
I'm not saying
I put
like
some
Bobby
time
watched.
In with Mr. Wizard for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm sure you did. I'm sure you loved it.
Let's just say that Ned wouldn't be able to survive the Legend of the Hidden Temple.
Have you seen that show? That's good. All right. I feel dirty doing this. I feel shameful.
Oh, I know where you're going.
I'm not happy about it. But if I'm being like, I'd watch this show more than the other cartoons that I would pick. It was our version of SNL, All That with Orla Thunberg.
I never watched an episode of All That. I'll be honest. I'm not like, but the theme song, and then the cast is amazing. Like,
jumping on trampoline.
It was where Kenan Thomas started. Like, it had funny sketches. There was like Pizza Face, the kid with like acne. Amanda Bynes was Ross Perot. Like, Lori Beth Denver was always like the mom because she was
like 400 pounds.
Yeah.
Well, she looked older than all them. Like, they had Good Burger.
Might have been 400 pounds.
It was a skit show. It was a skit show for kids. And I feel like it came on in like prime time, like where we would be watching TV in the evening.
I feel like you got the better picks. I have it on my list too, but I wasn't going to pick it. Let's came down to the nitty gritty.
A lot came from All That. And it was either All That or some other cartoons. And I already have three cartoons. So I need some humans.
I thought maybe Bobby would try to sneak this in the fifth round because I know he watched it. I don't know if you guys watched it. After getting splashed with an experimental chemical, junior high school student Alexandra Mack finds that she has uncanny new powers, such as the ability to shoot electricity from her fingertips and morph into a blob of goo. And I just remember when she would get like embarrassed or nervous, she would just go and like turn into like a blob. The Secret World of Alex Mack. I just remember enjoying that show. And I definitely remember like what year was it? Let me just check before I say this out loud. What year was the show?
Well, there was a reason we all watched it.
Yeah. 1994, I was 13. Yeah, there was a reason why we watched that show. She was seven. Not gonna lie. Her friend Ray, it was just a, I don't know, superpowered like teen girl. It was just kind of cool.
Ain't no turbo teen.
Yeah. She has super, I forgot she had like a smart sister, Annie. Like the older sister's like smart. It's like science and stuff. Try to get her out of like trouble. But yeah, it was fun. Four seasons. The second episode, The Hoop War. Alex and Raymond take on Jessica and Ellen in a basketball game. So, you know, basketball, superpower basketball. Ain't no three ninjas, but
Hoop War.
I mean, Secret World of Alex Mack.
Yep, went from the Secret World of Alex Mack to 10 Things I Hate About You.
Yeah, that's the only other thing I know her into.
Yeah.
Jacob?
I don't think anybody's going to know this show, but I loved it so much. When I was a kid, I watched... I watched... Yeah. We're going to do one. It was an animated show, a vampire duck.
Oh, I have it on my list.
Count Duckula.
Oh, yeah.
Was the jam, dude. Igor, Nanny, and the castle that, like, you know, could, like, time, like, travel all around the world, and all the shenanigans of Duckula trying to get rich and famous. Absolutely ridiculous show. But, like, when I was a kid, I called my stepdad Igor and my mom Nanny, and I was Count Duckula. It was unreal. Like, I love that show. It's always going to be close to my heart.
So I don't remember anything from it. I just remember, like, the duck.
Dude. It's so stupidly awesome, dude. I'm trying to remember the name of his, like, nemesis. Dr. Von Goosing was, like, his nemesis or whatever.
Von Goosing.
Yeah. Like based on, like, Van Helsing. Because, like, Igor's always trying to get Duckula to be, like, a real vampire duck. Like, he's got, like, a long line of, like, you know, evil vampire duck people or whatever. But Duckula's like, nah, man, I'm trying to get rich and famous and do this thing. And then you've got, you know, Nanny always doting after him and all that good stuff. It's just, it's one of the most ridiculous premises for a show ever. Thank you, the United Kingdom, because it came from there. And, of course, Nickelodeon stole it again. It was like, hey, original programming, check out this duck with fangs. He's a venomous duck.
Catman, the last pick in Nickelodeon draft, son.
I see your Count Duckula, and I raise you a Danger Mouse.
Whoa!
Danger Mouse was Nickelodeon?
I don't Danger Mouse!
So I was looking at stuff for a fifth round pick, right? And I was still searching, and I was like, classic 80s Nick shows. And Danger Mouse popped up, and I was like, it was like an achievement unlocked. You know, it was like,
oh Bleep. My gosh. That is
he was
awesome.
Cool looking.
No, he was, it was like a James Bond mouse. Like, yeah. It was unbelievable.
With
it,
an
it was
patch.
On for 10 years. It was on after You Can't Do That on television. I found that out within the last 10 minutes. Like, I was doing some, like, research, and it just completely unlocked in my mind. I loved me some Danger Mouse, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Definitely a you show, Rob. I can
Penfold.
See
yeah.
The intro Psychic is unbelievable. Penfold. I was cracking up, like, looking at stuff just over the last, like, 5-10 minutes.
That is so friggin' awesome.
Count Duckula is a spinoff from Danger Mouse.
Ah. Oh.
I just sent some pics, but, like, yeah, he was Danger Mouse was like a huge cartoon and very early Nickelodeon as well. He lived in, like, a I think, like, a mailbox or something, like, that's where, but he had, like, a car, like, it's like, yeah, he's James Bond
he
Mouse.
Lived in a mailbox.
I'm looking at that. I don't think I've ever seen that.
The
I don't think I've ever watched it, but I know what it is.
The villain was like a frog. Baron Silas Greenback.
Wow.
Toad with a wheezy voice.
Wow.
Wheezy.
Pretty wheezy.
That's so awesome.
I just saw a picture of Alex Mack with Jessica Alba. So young Jessica Alba was also the show, so I should get bonus points for that.
Chill out, boy. Chill, son.
The way Rob looked up, he was like, chill out, boy. Chill out. Sorry, didn't mean to jump on your pick, but I was looking.
They have a Danger Mouse. Friggin' video game.
And
in
I'm
2026.
Assuming, I'm assuming DJ, like, Danger Mouse took his name from Danger
yeah.
Mouse. Y'all gotta watch this intro at some point tonight.
Rob, Danger Mouse video game is coming to the Switch in 2026 to mark the 45th anniversary of the show. It looks unreal. Man.
I know. I want to say, like, there was figures and stuff made, too, within the last... There's, like a little... Because it was British, so
yeah,
it's got a big following overseas. But
I feel like it was Danger Mouse or Mighty Mouse. Like, you had to pick one or the other.
Danger Mouse all the way for me.
I think.
Gosh, man! Now I want to watch. I can't believe it's got 10 seasons worth of stuff too.
I know that intro is fire though. You need to watch.
Yeah. It on Netflix, but it could have been an old thing I saw.
Yeah. Danger Mouse. Yeah, I'm like happy that that's my fifth. Like, I remembered that.
Yeah.
Well done, sir. Well done.
And I thought when you first started talking, I was like, oh, and then you went couch. I was like, whew.
Yeah, I'm counting Duckula though, man. But dude, Danger Mouse is awesome.
Nice. All right, Kevin, you got some honorable mentions? You said your list was limited anyway, but I feel like we all got
No,
what
it's
we
kind of, we
wanted.
kind of hit everything. Cat dog, just cuz.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah.
I
Good
love Wonder
concept.
World with a
I don't
mustache.
think the cartoon was that great. It was a cool
Good
concept.
concept. I saw something earlier. It was called like Tough Puppy or something, which is like
Puppy?
TUFF.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's
I
Derek
just thought
Chick.
it was, I thought it was
Yeah.
TUFF puppy. Yeah.
He was Danger Mouse's sidekick.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that's really it.
Tough
Everything's
puppy.
pretty much been picked.
JCat?
That's not true.
Out of Control with Dave Coulier.
Don't know what that is.
So basically,
That was
this was
early.
like The Office before The Office. It was a show about a news show, and Dave's character is trying to keep it from getting out of control. So that
I
was the whole
thought it
thing.
looks familiar. The little like
Yeah. So that
whatever
was
the
good. I liked a show called Finders Keepers, and like basically, like you had to. It was like you had to figure out puzzles in the first round. I was like putting teams against each other, and then the second round you had to find an item in a room in a house. That's why it's called Finders Keepers. They would give you clues, and you'd go to these like crazy like rooms, you know, like I don't know, like Genghis Khan's like den or something like that, and you had to find an item in there.
I
So it was
remember
kind of,
that. Yeah, that was cool. I thought that
it
was
was definitely a cool
something
show.
else, but you're right. That was sweet, actually.
Angry Beavers was pretty funny. It came
Theme song.
out, we
Yeah, the
probably
theme
shouldn't have been
song.
watching cartoons at that point.
No, Angry Beavers was good. It was kind of like Cat Dog, like good stuff, but we were a little too old for it at that point.
Yeah, the Wild Thornberries was cool too. Basically, like, you know, a family making like, you know, like National Geographic type folks and like their crazy kids and all the things they would get into. So
They were
that,
so
and
ugly.
that's good.
And the
Yeah.
characters were so ugly. The dad was like hideous. His nose was huge.
Yeah.
Eliza was like weird looking. Donnie.
Have you seen the characters in the Rugrats?
Yeah, I like them though.
The Wild
There you
Thornberries
go.
Down
See?
Under or something. Wasn't that the movie they had? They went to Australia
Yeah,
or something.
Wild Thornberries Down Under or whatever. Yeah. So it was cool.
Down under.
I didn't watch it all that often, but I did like it when I did watch it. So
All right. I would be remiss if Birdo, if I wasn't going to say it, then you would say it. My brother and me. I mean, we reference it still
me.
to this
Back
day.
me.
13
Me.
episodes. I'm telling you, it was on the same episodes we would see. There's only 13 of them. I think we saw the same four 30 times each, probably. Maybe more than that. Bro, the second
Good
episode,
punch.
the quest for Kendall's
Good.
autograph.
Yeah,
They try to get
Kendall
Kendall
Gill.
Gill. Who was on the Sonics, by the way, not the Hornets, apparent at the time.
Yeah.
Alfie and Didi leave the bazaar to get an autograph. Guest superstar, Seattle Supersonic, Kendall Gill. And
Superstar is a
then,
stretch.
well, so I think it said Supersonic. It said Supersonic. And, and then episode five, bro. Hit the open man. The kids try out for basketball. Who guest starred in that episode? I would never have known this, but he played for the Orlando Magic, circa like the Orlando Magic.
Nick Scott. Derek
Nick
Scott.
Scott,
Nick Anderson
Nick
or Derek
Anderson,
Scott? The
or
answer right,
Devin
Sean.
Scott?
Sean, you have half the answer right.
Nick
Nick
Anderson.
Anderson,
Derek Scott.
Scott Skiles,
Devin
Not
Scott,
Skiles.
Devin,
What'd you say,
3D,
Johnny?
Devin Scott.
What? Are
Devin
you saying
Scott?
Devin Scott? Because you're
Yeah.
all incorrect if that's what you're
Dennis
saying.
Scott?
Dennis Scott.
Yeah.
Dennis Scott or the Orlando Magic. Bro, a
Whatever.
pet python, the class mascot, a rabbit is missing.
Remember when the brother
And
Alfie had like the vampire mask in the dunk tank? He's just sitting there.
Alfie
am
and
I
Goo,
seeing
Alf and
that?
Goo plan to buy jackets with their candy profits. That show,
You
we
got it
watched
from
it.
me. I had the whole series on DVD. We've
I
planned
don't
to
have
watch it.
that.
You
You
got
have
it. You gave
it?
it to me.
Oh, all right. We're gonna try watching that then. This weekend, we might actually have anything to do. So my brother and me makes me laugh. JCat, when you were saying Finders Keepers, I was thinking of a show called Figure It Out with Summer Sanders. She was the
Summer
host.
Sanders.
Yeah. So it was like a puzzly game show. Like they would give you like a weird image and you're like, figure it out. Thought that was cool.
Olympic gold medalist, Summer Sanders.
I like, I don't know, like I think I'm guessing when Owen was younger, like a kid, he wasn't really watching it, but I was like trying to put on cartoons and stuff. I discovered Sanjay and Craig, and it was like way down the list.
Wow.
Actually pretty funny. Chris Hardwick was the voice of the snake. It
Yeah.
was kind of jerk, like a little like Pakistani kid or something, and his like pet snake, and there was, I don't know. I liked it. It was fun.
Yeah, I've
You
seen
didn't
some
care?
episodes. I had a buddy that I was
Really?
stationed with that would he tried to get me to watch it one time, and
It
I
was
watched
very
like a
like regular
dark humor,
showy,
right? Yeah.
like regular showy animation, like ugly characters, like goofy
Yeah.
looking, like I don't know. But I
That's
like that.
Nickelodeon?
Yeah, it was Nickelodeon. And then Clarissa Explains It All is probably a big one that
Yeah.
like wasn't drafted. We watched it, but I went
Was
with Alex and Matt
one.
because I remember liking it a little bit
It
more.
was going to be
So
my fifth rounder if I hadn't discovered Danger Mouse.
her like
So
dweeb brother with like the red hair, like it was like,
Ferguson? Ferg face?
yeah, it was okay. It was on, so we watched it. So
Sanjay and Craig, man. I can't
yeah,
believe
I thought maybe I'd
that.
have to like resort to that like the late round because I didn't know what I don't know. I didn't think I had enough picks, but Birdo.
Like some of the other ones, Angry Beavers, Cat Dog, Rocket Power came out when we were a little too old,
You
but
love Rocket.
it was like extreme sports for kids, whatever. My son loved before Baymax love, his first love was Blazing the Monster Machines. And
What?
it was just kind of cool. It was like a, it had a lot of like physics and stuff in it. Have a ton of Blaze merchandise in the basement. So it's kind of near and dear to me, Blaze. And I got a deep cut. Eureka's Castle.
Eureka's
I had it on
Castle
my
was great.
list. It was
I didn't know
like
if it counted as Nickelodeon either, but yeah, I
wasn't
didn't.
R wasn't R.L. Stein one of the lead writers on Eureka's Castle?
I don't know. I
I don't
just
know.
remember the characters and the theme song.
I think
It was
so.
like dub dub
Yeah.
dub dub the castle. Dub dub. That's all I think of.
Nothing. Nice.
Bro, Gullah Gullah Island was not on your honor mention, but
Gullah
oh.
Gullah Island?
Can
I say one more just because?
Yeah, man, why not?
Real Monsters. I was gonna
Wow.
say
They're
that, but I knew you were
ugly.
gonna
They're
say
so
it. Yeah.
ugly.
We lived like in the dump. It was like the
Bobby
girl
had a
one.
stuffed Ikis doll. The little
Yeah.
like pink monster, the like magenta arms. Yeah, he had that
The
one.
guy, the little
I remember
fat
that.
one held his eyeballs in his hands and he had like hairy armpits and he
Crumb?
was yeah.
Wasn't it Crumb, Ikis, and Oblong? Or Ooblong or something? Shine, you would know, right?
Oh yeah, obviously.
I'll throw an
Ikis,
honorable mention in
Ooblina,
there
and Crumb.
since no one
Ooblina.
said Pinwheel.
That is.
Pinwheel was a jam when I was younger. It was like a
What?
Sesame Street type show that was on Nickelodeon.
Shine, you got any? Rob's
I just
so
want to
fun.
know. I just want to know your thoughts on Nickelodeon's revival of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
I almost picked. I would if it was
I
down to the
thought about
scraps, the
it.
2012
I
version.
didn't
I was
know
gonna
if you
pick
guys
it.
like pushed it out of your minds because,
No, I liked it.
Splinter.
Oh yeah, it was cool, but
They kill off Splinter. Like
picture
anyone
of
who doesn't
Pinwheel.
follow Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in 2012.
Well, they own the Ninja
Sorry,
Turtles.
Splinter's dead.
Yeah,
So is Shredder, so
it would have been a, like a sneaky pick because like people are gonna know it's not the original Turtles. It's like one of the newer
You
versions. So like
are
people just saw.
Rokosaki.
Yeah, Splinter,
That all you
Shredder,
got, Sean?
gone.
Wow, who sent that pinwheel picture?
Me, Rob was gonna pick that.
No, it was an honorable
Look at
mention.
that. I know.
Pinwheel's
Look
good, though, man.
at the green guy.
I do vaguely remember that, but I'm getting like Zubily Zoo
Yeah,
vibes.
no,
Yeah.
Bobby, if you watch like the intro on YouTube, it'll like unlock something.
Wow.
Think
That
I need
green
to.
dude is like,
Like a
if that's
rat
where a Nickelodeon
doctor.
character.
Well, boys, I think it was worth it. We saved it. A lot of core memories unlocked, a lot of good times. Closing thoughts on the Nickelodeon episode, Catman.
Nick, Nickelodeon.
That's the name of the episode, Catman. Shine.
I was excited at the moment that we decided to do this draft. It didn't disappoint, in my opinion. And I'm excited to, attempt to be like MJ here and win three in a row.
J-Cat.
It's crazy how big of a part of my formative years Nickelodeon played in general. Just from Nickelodeon, Nick Jr. to Nick at Night with my mom watching, like Patty Duke and, Mr.
Bewitched.
Ed and
Yeah.
Bewitched and stuff like that. But then the cartoons and shows we mentioned on the pod, it's crazy. Like a huge part of my life was spent watching the boob tube and Nickelodeon was on. You know what I mean? Like the war between Nickelodeon and Disney growing up in my head, like when we get the free, Disney weekends or whatever, I kind of always felt like I was cheating on Nickelodeon when I'd go over and watch all that stuff. But after that weekend was over, I'd be right back, watching The Orange, So let's roll. Let's see how it is. I am probably coming in last place. These are shows
Look, I just
that
want to
are my
draft,
favorite.
so
I'm sure there's a
anything's
Dave
possible.
Gnome community out there
Yeah,
that
and
we
I
can
and
find that will get the picks.
among our voters, I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, I was excited to do this draft. I'm glad it didn't disappoint. A lot of good shows were mentioned. Murdo.
I feel like I could have waited in the second round to get Doug. I didn't. I don't
I
know.
messed up, Aaron.
I could have had
Do
short
do
span
do
Doug.
do do do
So
do do.
my team is not what I pictured coming into this draft. I like all the shows. Like J-Cat said, like we spent a lot of time watching Nickelodeon. That was the only channel for kids. Like, that's the only one we had other than like cartoons on TNT, which also led to like Looney Tunes and that. But that was all day. Nickelodeon was just for kids. So it was always an option to turn on. It
You have
was
to have
probably
cable to have
this.
Nickelodeon?
What?
You
I
had to
think,
have
yeah, I think
cable in
so.
order to have Nickelodeon?
Yeah,
Yes.
Disney
Yep.
Channel was like extra,
Yeah,
extra.
we didn't have Disney Channel, was
No,
another.
I'm just saying, like that's what I mean. It was like you had Nickelodeon and that was it.
It was like Channel 32. It was the only thing that would be a kids program at any time of the day. So it's probably our version of what YouTube is now. Like you just watch it because it's the option you have. Awesome draft. I hope this brings up a lot of nostalgia for our listeners and voters. And my verse for this episode is Isaiah 12:2.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!
We call also Jorito's watermelon. Eric, you gotta try
That
it.
looks good.
You
That one
gotta
sounds
try it.
looks sweet.
It's not that sweet.